This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Special team standout Mark Herzlich, who's, I think, been here for like 7 years.
No, it's not that long, is it?
I think it is, yes. And
it's cancer, a great career already.
Cancer survivor, great guy, you know, of an all-time favorite of Tom Coughlin and everything else coming from
BC
Boston College
kid,
and all that. Yeah. Is actually trying to switch positions from linebacker to special teams guy to now tight end.
Really?
Yeah, they did an article. Ethan Sears wrote an article in the Post about him today, and I didn't realize this was happening. And then reading Mark's take on trying to go from defense to offense and learning concepts and how much fun he's having doing it. And, you know, he's a good athlete.
And that must have been that they went and told him, you got to kind of reinvent yourself or we may not keep you.
Well, he's a great special teams guy. Here's the thing.
Right?
Here's the thing.
That's the insecurity of it.
But he could be a depth guy at linebacker. He could be a depth guy at tight end. Make yourself available on both sides of the ball and be a special team standout. You can't have enough of those guys on your team. I don't care what anybody says.
I thought he had a different job. I remember, was it 5 years ago now, we did our show from the M&M store for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
And I went out a back door because that's where they told me to go out. And all of a sudden I come outside and there's a camera in my face with a bright light. TMZ Sports, and it was him.
Yeah.
He was interning for a year.
Right.
Anyway, Jerry Reck was here.
You wish the kid all the luck in the world.
He's a great kid, a survivor, by all accounts. Everyone loves him.
There's always going to be a spot for a guy like that. There has to be.
Well, I realize it's been 7 years already.
Yeah?
Like, that's double the length of an average NFL career.
He's had a nice run. And
I know Coughlin looked out for him, but he deserved it, right? Contributed to a Super Bowl winning team, didn't he?
High character guys, you got to have them.
Was he on the second Super Bowl? He might have been, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he came in the year after that or if he was on that team. Jerry's here, though. I know that. What do you got, kid?
We are brought to you by Dierks Bentley, June 4th, PNC
Bentley.
Bank Arts Center, June 23rd, Northwell Health at Jones Beach. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
We could have booked him for our 10th anniversary concert, but we just missed out, see?
That sucks.
I like Dierks Bentley. So
yes.
Does Al Dukes.
Yes, Dierks Bentley. So
they asked me yesterday about the Zac Brown Band.
Are they good?
I mean, I've heard of them.
Yes,
I know them.
Yes, they're very good, actually.
I don't know how they sell, though.
They're huge.
They're very well. They sell very well.
You think? You think they'd sell enormous. Nassau Coliseum?
They sold out Citi Field twice.
I would say yes, then.
Is that last year?
Is that country music?
Well, and I think they're playing again this year, Citi.
Well, then let's get in on that.
Is that country music?
Country, Jerry. Yeah,
got it.
I mean, we've all heard of the Zac Brown Band.
You know country music now all of a sudden?
I don't know. I don't say I like it or I don't like it. I don't know it.
I can tell you, I'm probably speaking out of turn here, but so be it. I can tell you an act that we were offered.
For your show?
To do the 10th anniversary Boomer and Carton. They want to do a concert in addition to our club night.
Hmm.
How's that going? By the way, who is that?
Belinda Carlisle.
No. The club night is done. It's at Borgata August 18th. That's locked in. It's official. It's done.
Okay.
So now they want to do a concert.
All right. Flo Rida.
No. Hmm. I'll give you one more guess. It's two guys from New York and from Long Island.
Simon and Garfunkel. Bang.
Bang! That would be good, except that's not who they went.
Hall and Oates.
Not Hall and Oates. They're young and hip right now, but I think they're from near where Boomer grew up.
The Chainsmokers.
Yes, that's right.
Really?
I was
kidding. Wow.
Yep.
Well, that would be cool.
No, I don't think it's going to happen, but
the Chainsmokers?
Chainsmokers are available and ready to go.
Why wouldn't you take them?
Chainsmokers' request is a little out of whack.
Oh, well, that's a different story. Got it.
Yeah, I need somebody who'll do it for free.
No, like I can't. It's not fair for me to get into it. But with
got it.
But it was like even on that one, I'm like, station did the right thing on that one.
Got it. Fair enough.
Chainsmokers. Right. They play other people's music.
What does that mean?
Aren't they like DJs?
Yeah, they
and
play
all that
other
stuff?
People's music.
They're DJs. They're not like a band, right?
No, they have two songs where they actually do a little bit of singing.
Okay.
But they essentially play other people's music.
Hmm.
And they jump up and down off the
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I never got why they're so popular.
So the parameters are very popular, can sell out an arena, and will work for free.
Well, no, Chainsmokers, I don't think, would sell out. That's a one problem. B, they're crazy expensive right now. C, I think we'll find someone else. Zac Brown Band would be good, I thought. So there you go.
There you go. That'll be fun whenever we decide who it's going to
be. Well, it's probably not going to happen at all.
Oh.
But at least, you know,
a lot of time,
they're taking bites of the apple.
We'll prepare for the 20th anniversary then. Get ready.
I can tell you now, on Boomer's behalf, there will be no 20th.
I don't know about that. Time flies.
Never say never.
You never know.
Boomer ain't doing this when he's 65 years old, boys. He'll do it until he's 60.
He's a young 55.
He's very young.
I'm telling you, when Boomer gets back, he'll tell you the same thing. He ain't doing this.
He looks like he hasn't aged.
He ain't doing it at 65.
He could.
It's like Dorian Gray.
I'd say he couldn't. He ain't, but he's not.
He could, though. Like, that could be the swan song.
I hope
song.
He does. If he'd commit 10 more years, I'd lock in for 10 more
Go
years.
Go through the summer.
But since he's not, I got to consider all options.
Al is ready to lock in.
That would be the summer of 27, right? That would
yeah.
be the 20 years. I think that's good.
Yeah.
And then you go play golf every day.
Right.
By the way, if Boomer would guarantee that he'd stay for 10 more, I will agree to do the same.
Could we all sign 10-year contracts right now?
You guys wouldn't have to. We'll always protect the three of you.
Hmm.
That being said, if Boomer can't commit the 10, then we all have to consider what we're doing, don't we? Mm.
Yes, I agree.
Boomer's back now. Hey, Booms, what's going on,
yeah,
buddy?
Boomer's here the whole time just listening to you idiots talk.
Are you going to give us 10?
Are we going to do an update or are we not going to do an update?
So therefore, you're not going to give us 10.
I was kind of more into how long you're going to stay.
No, don't worry about it. Why do you guys worry? You worry about like this every couple weeks you talk like this and stop talking like it.
If the money were right, would you give us 10?
The bottom line is don't ever touch the money.
No, we're not touching the money. We just want to make sure the money stays.
Let's let the whole thing ride itself out.
No, see, that's not right.
Why not?
It's very
because
uncommittal.
When it
hey,
rides,
I might go until we're 70.
You won't.
I mean, I'm
well, why not?
When it rides,
that's true. Good point. Good point.
I mean, those guys are like propping him up like Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, literally.
Yeah, Howard's in his 60s.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah,
then we'll get to the update.
Howard's yeah. young and you know took Look, a day off last week and everybody freaked out over the month.
We do have to get to Jerry's update because there's a lot in sports going on. But I want to ask one question, and I want you to be honest. No radio shtick or what you think is funny because typically it isn't. Here's what I want to ask you, okay?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to you now. From this point on, I'm talking to you.
I mean,
all right?
Okay,
I'm talking to you right now.
You were talking about me. You were talking at me. Now you're talking to me.
Can you actually contemplate being 65?
No.
Me being, let's say, 58, I guess, right?
Right, yeah.
Doing like Susan Walton.
Are they still working at the time? Because they're like 70 and 80, aren't they?
Can you imagine sitting here going, okay. Okay.
You know, the amazing thing is you wouldn't have to go into old man voice. You would be old man voice.
Right,
right.
I was going to say one time, that was fantastic. Right. Remember when I used to mock people that sounded like this and talk about, you know, the old colostomy bag I got to wear? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're walking in here with colostomy bags. We're in trouble.
Tell Ralph Benershka I got one on him.
Ralph
Benershka.
Ralph.
He was the daytime host of Wheel of Fortune with a colostomy bag.
He was. Yes, he did. Yeah. And he did a good job.
He was
there
really
was
good
someone
at it.
Before Pat Sajak. Is that his name, right? Pat Sajak?
Well, there are two guys before.
Oh, I didn't
Pat
know
Sajak
that.
Is
I thought he was the first
Ralph
one.
Ralph Benershka did a daytime version, which did not last all that long. And the guy before Pat Sajak, because there's one host prior to Pat Sajak. Do you know who it was?
I know. I thought he was the first Sajak. I didn't know.
No. I'm not saying that this is like as most of the stuff I say, this is fact. Don't even look it up. I got this on lockdown. I believe the original host.
Wink Martindale?
No, I think it was Chuck Woolery.
Just Google it.
I thought Wink and Martindale and Chuck Woolery are like the same person.
I remember that. That was a good one.
No, Wink Martindale was Tic-Tac-Doe.
Right.
Chuck Woolery then, of course, went on to Love Connection fame. We'll be back in two minutes and two seconds. That was what the commercial break was.
How'd he do it? Then he go like two
and two.
Oh, he went this way and that way.
And then he had a massive heart attack.
He went this
and
like
survived
that.
It.
Oh, okay.
This,
two
yeah.
and two.
We'll be back in 20 and 20.
We'll keep it up. What else, Jerry?
Your Yankees. Really a great night at the stadium.
1-0. Swung on, and there it goes, deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Didi homers in the lower seats in right. Yes, indeedy. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. He homers to right.
Oh,
the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
John Sterling on the fence.
I think he actually hit it into Judge's chambers.
I thought it was right in front. Did it actually make it there?
It might have. It
was right in that direction, though. And with Luis Severino throwing the way he was, that 1-0 lead actually was safe. They wound up winning 3-0. And then good relief from Dellin Betances in the ninth. Goes 1-2-3, strikes out the side.
It was like he was pitching against the Mets a little bit, wasn't it? Kind of seemed like that to you guys in a little bit.
Masahiro Tanaka.
It was almost like he was thrown against Granderson, Rivera, and Legaris.
Let's see if, if Tanaka can get out of the third inning tonight.
Yeah, game today, actually a 1 o'clock game this afternoon.
I do not think they're going to play.
It's a Tanaka Thursday. Well, they got all day, though.
They will decide by 7:30 this morning.
And I don't know the answer to this. Kansas City come back in? I mean, I would think you probably have to wait that out, no?
Well, here's the problem with it. Kansas City, you know, it's a getaway game.
Yeah, I know.
Kansas City's got to fly wherever the hell they're going.
I know that.
So that's number one. Number two, even though they could probably play, it's going to be light rain, this is where the Yankees show great class. Now, they may be able to play the game because scheduling's a bitch, but it's going to be a miserable day regardless. So if you can do your fan base a solid and not have them come out in a miserable day anyway.
The Cubs did that this weekend.
Maybe
that
you
never
do
rained.
It just for the sake of, if we need to make it up later in the year, you know, because we need it to win a division or a wild card, whatever the case may be, we'll figure it out. But because we love our fan base and we treat them with respect, we're going to just take care of business at 7:30.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's just so great to be a Yankee fan because they're awesome. And by the way, they only have to go to Cleveland, Kansas City.
Right. So what? Like, they could play at 7 o'clock tonight and it's not an issue.
They could wait the whole thing out if they wanted to.
Wait, it's easy for you guys to say that, isn't it?
Yes, it is because every team does this multiple times every week.
And where are the Yankees tomorrow? You ever give that any consideration?
I didn't, no.
Yeah,
none.
Why would you?
None.
It's not like you
Zero.
Live here or anything like
Zilch.
That.
I don't know. Are they in L.A.? I don't know.
The New York Yankees have a very tough travel plans themselves.
Yeah, they're home against the A's.
They got to figure out what club to go to tonight, what restaurant reservations to make. And you know what would be great? If I'm Didi Gregorius, the next time I get up to bat, I make sure on the loudspeakers you hear this.
Not euphorious.
Yeah, this is right up the Yankees' alley right now.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, especially with the Judge thing out in the outfield. Didi Gregorius has hit more balls through the judge's chambers than Aaron Judge has.
Sounds like you're jealous of Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I'm jealous of Aaron Judge. That's exactly what I am.
Why? You got Michael Conforto going.
I'm 10 years old, and I'm jealous of Aaron Judge.
You should.
I want nothing but the best for Aaron Judge.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
I want Aaron Judge to continue to do what he's doing because I think he's a very exciting player. He's a great player. But I think that the Yankees basically, you know, did this thing that is so un-Yankee-like.
It's very cool, though. What else, Jacoby Ellsbury to the seven-day concussion deal.
I'm so jealous. 100% jealous.
We'll just move on. The Mets wound up losing to the Padres 6-5. This was after they give up a 5-1 lead. They load the bases in the ninth. Nobody out. They can score. Kind of embarrassing, actually, the way this game ended.
Wouldn't it be great if they had Aaron Judge batting in that spot?
How about anybody but who was batting in that spot? I mean, honestly, Granderson, Rivera, and then,
might
you know.
As well not put anybody up there. Just let the guy throw strikes.
See if he can walk
him. You know, like, the new rule of baseball is four fingers and you just take your base.
Right now.
Now for the Mets, just three fingers. Turn your car. We know you're going to strike out.
A good way to save time.
No doubt. Everybody, you go home now. Beat the traffic that the other 19 people in the stadium we have to deal with.
And by the way, and I'm not by any stretch saying he didn't ask the question or anything like that, but the Joel Sherman question to Terry Collins about not knowing about Will Myers, and I saw it in the paper too, was not asked in the postgame press conference. My guess was it must have been walking.
Afterwards?
Yeah, I don't know where that was asked.
Is there audio of it?
No, well, I listened to the whole thing. Eddie sends in the press conference. I listened to it. It was relatively short. Joel did ask a question, but it was not about the matchup.
Now, here's what's interesting.
That had to be somewhere else.
They both played bad baseball teams as of right now. Granted, the Royals have a little more cachet because, you know, having been in the World, won the World Series.
Plus, the Mets are a bad baseball team right now.
So, real quick, I know you guys haven't looked yet, and then I know we got to take a break. We will, and then we'll, later this morning we'll tell you about the basketball and Ezekiel Elliott and all the NFL crap.
But
here's the dealio. You had two baseball games in New York yesterday. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, just make sure you're paying attention.
I am paying attention.
There were an announced combined crowd of 58,000 people.
Okay.
How many of those people were at Citi Field? How many of those people were at Yankee Stadium?
I would say 22,000 at Citi Field, maybe.
Okay.
And
36 at Yankee. What about you, Booms? What about you, Booms?
I'm thinking about 36, 37 at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are right on it. You know, 23 to 35.
Yeah.
The Mets are not good right now.
It's beyond that. The Mets are boring, uneventful. cachet, no excitement, no entertainment value, incompetence, lying to people now, hiding things.
I don't think they've actually been boring anymore. They're just not good.
Overall,
man, you just
gluttony of yuck.
You know, it's just every day your hatred for the Mets just gets worse and
it's time
worse
to sell the team. I keep telling you that.
I mean,
it's just the team.
Awful. You're awful.
I would love to buy the New York Mets. I would love to.
Yeah, well, so would I.
No, I mean it. Like, I want to buy the New York Mets.
Well, then
Mets.
Go do it. Put a group together and go do it.
The issue is that I think much like, you know, I don't think James Dolan's ever going to sell the Knicks. I don't think the Wilpon family will ever sell the Mets. I wish they would. I would buy the Mets tomorrow.
You with whose money?
Well, I'm just saying.
Other people's, I hope.
Yeah, in the fantasy world that I currently live in, I would buy the Mets tomorrow. What do you think the Mets would get? $1.3 billion, $1.5 billion? What?
OPM.
I would say $2 billion. OPM. I don't know.
$2 billion, my ass.
Well, why not? If the Marlins are selling for what they're selling,
the Marlins are worth $800 million. A lot of money.
That stadium alone is worth $1 billion.
Which one?
Citi Field.
You know how much debt's on that stadium? They don't own it. The bank owns it.
You know that more than I do.
But the best property the Mets have, the most successful property the Mets have, is SNY. SNY is worth $800 million itself. And imagine that. They have no programming. Like, what do you think CBS Sports Network's worth with me and Boomer on it 8 hours a day?
How much are these TV networks going to be worth when everybody's going to streaming?
Nothing. Which is why if I'm the Wilpons and I own SNY, I sell it today.
Yes.
Because 2 years from now, ain't nobody going to... Oh, beer money?
Regional sports networks? Come
beer
on.
Money.
Loudmouths.
Yeah. Fat guy and a bald guy yelling at each other?
Yes, so what?
No, thank you.
More people are spending time on podcasts these days.
Listen, well, that's where these guys are. I can just tell you, like, in the radio world, like, our show, you can hear our show on the stream.
Yeah.
Meaning you go on your phone, on a computer, and you can listen to it
digitally.
What'd
you do? You go to Alexa, and you say, Alexa, I want to listen to WFAN 660 in New York. Bam!
Our stream has better ratings than half the radio stations in New York City. Just saying, like, if I own SNY, why do you think the Yankees sold the majority of Yes to Fox? Because they saw the writing on the wall. Bye-bye.
I would just follow the lead of Jim Dolan. If he's selling something, I'm selling something. Because whatever that guy is touching, it turns into
God's
money. Yes.
Yeah,
his advisors know exactly what's going on.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.